Okay, we're here with Peter Carruthers and Laura Lindsay from the show Hidden. Guys, just tell us a bit about the production.
Hidden is an hour-long show, and it's two actors, me and Pete, we also wrote it, playing six characters. I play the women, and Pete plays the men. And there's an interwoven narrative between all of the characters. They interact with each other in varying degrees, and they've all got a secret that they may or may not reveal to the other person.
Or to the audience.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've both written it together, right? How do you find that, writing together, collaborating, acting together?
It was really good. I mean, the show actually originated from you writing a monologue that did really well at Monologue Slam and a few other places, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then you were asked to produce a full show, weren't you? And then Laura came to me and said, I don't know if I could produce a full show. And I said, shall we collaborate and do something together? And we took that idea of a monologue about someone talking about themselves and something that they kept sort of secret, something hidden, and that was your idea, wasn't it, to go down that kind of subject. And then we came up with several characters. Some of them we kept, some of them we got rid of, and it started off with just six monologues, three men, three women. And then we thought about if those characters met each other, how that would work. So we pretty, you know, Laura wrote all the female monologues, I wrote all the male ones, and then we fed back on each other and helped develop them. And with the duologues, that was perhaps the more difficult part, because we had to come together and develop those together, and conflicting ideas and different opinions of where each one should go. But it was great because it really made us question what we were writing. The thing is, we've always been each other's best critics as actors anyway. We were so honest with each other, so it worked really well. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah. As Pete said, it started off me trying to write a one-woman show, and it became apparent that I actually don't like working on my own. I can't envisage myself ever writing completely on my own. I think I really value other people's input into it, and especially Pete's, because I think we have different styles that complement each other. So he will pick me up on my flaws and I'll pick him up on his, and we basically compliment each other.
Yeah, we trust each other, and we really we don't get so all touchy and upset if we say anything hurtful.
That's what he thinks.
So you're really pleased to be picked up as part of Replay Festival?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because we performed it at Joshua Brooks in November 2011, so we just missed out on 2012. But in actual fact, it's been really good that we did, because we've had the time to develop the piece. We've done some rewrites. It was running at about 45-50 minutes, it's now running at an hour, and we got Martin Jameson on board to direct and to dramaturge it. So it's been really good to get the piece evolved and developed in that meantime.
Yeah, and I think it's not changed much, but I think what we have added to it and tweaked will make a really massive difference to make it a really great cohesive story, where I think in the last one it was great, but it felt like six separate stories, well, three separate stories, when it was the three couples, but it feels like they're all now from one world, and it's all one story with one overarching sort of through line through that, and it's really satisfying. What we're really excited about seeing what people think of it.
Because one of the main changes that we've made is that one of the characters that I play, her piece is split up throughout the play, so she just keeps popping up. And because she's the continuum that everyone else interacts with, she works at the supermarket, she works at Asda. Other supermarkets are available. And so they all interact with her, so she's the sort of cohesion of the piece. So it gives a sense of them all interacting in the same world.